welcome back to the Mob Mentality Show. I'm Chris Lucian. This is Austin Chadwick, and we're going to talk about appreciation today.
And I just want to say how much we appreciate you, viewers. And Chris, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, Austin.
And oh, you, yeah. So let's all sing Kumbaya now. Yeah. And, no, this was funny. What it reminds me of is we had a facilitator do retrospective for us recently, which is where you kind of inspect and adapt your process or what's going on with your team. And I forget the name in the Agile retrospective book, but it was like the first thing you do to kind of set the stage or something like that. Yep. But it was to each person in the team, you say, Chris, I admire you for, and so it kind of turned into a joke, but then some good positive feedback came out of it. And it was a fun way to get it started on like a kind of turn up the good kind of feeling for retrospective.
And it might feel a little uncomfortable at first too, right? Like, yeah. And that's why it becomes funny. So maybe we need to talk about expedition behavior at some point.
Okay.
But it's a really, this particularly is really interesting because I think when I started with appreciation in a workplace, I felt very uncomfortable. And I feel uncomfortable receiving appreciation and giving it, and it's a very interesting thing, and something that I actively force myself to do at times, from a even being like tolerant of receiving appreciation for stuff, and it's just a weird like thing. And I think a lot of people have it. Like, some people really really want some sort of like either public recognition or something like that, and some people really don't want it. And if you're in a closely knit team, it might feel even weird to say I appreciate you for X, right?
Yes.
And it's kind of an interesting thing. So the reason I bring up expedition behavior is because the last item on there is always have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And so some of those things where you know it's a good practice, but it feels uncomfortable doing that practice, it's okay to have a sense of humor about it. And especially if everybody can join in with that, with that humor. So maybe we should come back to that at some point.
Yeah.
To have. Yeah, I mean, so I have a lot of thoughts on appreciation and examples and things like that. And I think, you know, up and down the organizational structure, there are different ways to do it.
Shoot, go for it, man. Yeah.
And so, like, some of the patterns and anti-patterns, for example. So I want to start with a really prominent anti-pattern. I might have told this story already on the show before, but this idea of having a leader show appreciation for something happening with a team in front of another team that cannot be appreciated for that thing, right? Mm. And so this specific example came from a company I used to work for, and the head of the company would just come in and be like, you guys are doing great. Why aren't you guys being like them? And that's a total anti-pattern. And so I want to point that out real quick, because when I'm saying appreciation, I want to point out safe appreciation. Mm. And so, and there's a very fine line that, and I think the main thing you want to understand is, whenever you're going to display appreciation to a team, is there a situation you can imagine where one team will become resentful to another, or one person will become resentful to another? Another example of this is having a big project. And this is a story that I heard from people in the past, of having a big project and then they show appreciation to one person on the team when that person worked with four other people to accomplish that thing.
Right.
And it's like, hey, that person got recognition, I didn't. And that's in the recognition space, but also just sharing your appreciation with people, like, there's definitely ways that it can go wrong, but the value is so much more than if you didn't do it.
Okay? Yeah.
And so continuing on the thread of vulnerability, trust, and appreciation, I think the side effects of appreciation is that people feel valued for their work. It increases their quality of life. With their increased quality of life, what's the side effect? Well,
sure.
They're going to be more willing to trust you. They'll be willing to be vulnerable to you. Mm. They'll be willing to accept feedback and give criticism. And all of those things will have compounding effects on your teams. And so appreciation is key, like kind of a linchpin for all of those topics that we've already discussed, getting to psychological safety in the first place. Because I also think that you know, with vulnerability and trust, if you don't show appreciation, then things will continue to kind of flounder a little bit.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is that, you know, people do need to feel good about the work that they do and recognized for the contributions. And some people want to be recognized publicly, some people don't, things along those lines, but ways to make it so that that those things are visible and transparent. And so, and then there are a number of practices that can go along that. Do you have any thoughts on any of that?
Yeah, I had one kind of tidbit to add in there, and then I had a follow-up question for your situation. So one thing that came to mind is basically just taking from the Radical Candor Principles, and in there was talking about when you're giving feedback of any kind to be specific about what it is they did and specific about the impact and the benefit or the negative impact from what they did. Because otherwise it just feels like a generic, oh, thanks, great work. You know what I mean? And it's way less impactful. So since this is appreciation, it's on the positive side, you can kind of use the SBI, so yeah, situation, behavior, impact.
Yep.
You know, SBI and so
for feedback,
you know, you can polish it off so it doesn't sound so methodical, but basically you say like, hey, when you did this and you came over to our team and helped us solve that problem, that really made us go way faster because it got us over a hump that we were locked up on, and we just really want to appreciate you for that. You know, so you give something very specific that they did and the specific impact that it had, and it can really turn it from just like, oh, you know, I think the generic thanks is still good.
Yeah.
But the level of impact goes up a lot more when the more specific it is.
Outcomes and impacts and things. Yeah.
And so, but to turn it back on you, when you were saying earlier, the anti-pattern, so kind of more at the organizational level, because there's the person-to-person appreciation, which I think is great. But the organization level, almost like the recognition, you're talking about the anti-patterns. So if you could rewind time to those scenarios and do it differently, how would you show appreciation where one team's doing really great and one team's not? How do you show appreciation in a way that it's not an anti-pattern, I suppose?
Yeah. So. So in those situations, I think that everything that that company had been doing could have accelerated greatly if there was, you know, feedback happening for the team in a safe way, right?
Sure.
And so, and basically something along the lines of not comparing and contrasting between existing teams within the system, or offering up practices and then associating that with people who know those practices, right? Rather than saying like, why are you not doing what they're doing right after, you know, praising that team, right?
Gotcha.
And so so that team could have been isolated, separate meeting, and appreciation shown directly there, so that it wouldn't be taken as harmful to that other team.
Yeah.
But you know, this even the bonus structure at this company was formatted this way. It would basically, some people would get $0 and other people would get all of the bonuses. And so there would be people complaining in the lunchroom trying to basically figure out who was it that got everything and why, and you know, why should I not like them now, right? But that was kind of the conversation that came out of all of these behaviors. And so as an organization, you want to think like, how's our bonus structured? How is our appreciation system structured for things that go like, you know, up through management and back down to employees?
Yeah.
And you want to say, what are the side effects and the side effects of the side effects of those appreciations going out?
Yes.
So maybe that team feels really proud and basically says, oh, we're better than them, and we're not really going to collaborate with them very much because we don't trust them. You know, it diminishes trust. It does all kinds of things. So you can definitely, when you start comparing and contrasting teams to each other and then throwing in appreciation with that, it can really cause a lot of damage.
Gotcha.
And so for those teams, it would have been give radical candor to that team in a safe way, in a space that's not open to the whole world, and definitely not in a team, right next to a team that's doing it well. And then for that team that's doing it well, show the appreciation and then even encourage them to coach and train and offer help, right? And in situations where they don't see those things happening, and go outside your team and hold lunch and learns and things along those lines, right? Like make it inviting but not required, and create a system of basically generosity, right?
Yeah.
And so if you can find ways to make it so that people can be generous with their coaching and with their skills, and opportunities for people to teach, they feel appreciated for doing that thing well, and people can come learn from them without being told that they're not good at it.
Right.
And it's not that somebody shouldn't receive the feedback that they could become better. It's more along the lines of, you know, what are the habits formed by multiple people being compared to each other, and then their livelihood being attached to that, right? Because those people knew that they would get paid a lower bonus or no bonus at all at the end of the year based on their behavior, and only because that other team is looking, is made to look bad. So I was always told a story about postal workers and how they were told not to do more work because if they came back and did another load, then everybody else will look bad and everybody else would be given another load. And so the postal workers have to go and basically sleep under a tree in their truck until they can come back on time. And so maybe this is an isolated incident or an anecdotal story, but this was somebody that was telling me the story of their friend in the postal service.
Sure.
And so it's like stuff like that, where it's like, you know, you can't do better than us in this area, or we're all going to not sacrifice our bonus, right?
Right.
And so it's like my December timeframe is going to be miserable and yours is going to be great at my expense because you outshined us, right?
Yeah. It makes me think of what he's doing, talking about make it easy and kind of systems thinking, right? Is your system of your team, your organization, your company, make it easy to do the right thing? Or is it the system leading people down this kind of path where it's easy to be inefficient? It's easy because of the comparison. It's easy to, you know, distrust other teams or have envy or hold things against them. It's easy to feel that way, and you have to like pull yourself out of it not to feel that way, right? And what you're saying about comparison, I felt like it was a key takeaway for me. It's just been kind of I feel like it's a generic life principle or proverb, but there's a lot of problems that come from comparison, right? Yeah. And one analogy I heard was, it's good for, in a lot of ways, in a lot of arenas, is it's like track. You're working on your PR, right? Yeah, yeah. You're working on how am I doing? What's my current time for running this track or whatever? How can I make my personal record better? So you're always working on your personal record, as opposed to how am I doing versus this team? How is my team?
Olympics best runner or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so
you can't do that stuff. And that's especially like affects, you know, growth mindset and all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
If you're comparing yourself to other people, or being forced to compare yourself to other people, then you're always doomed to kind of depression of some kind, right? And so the best thing to do is compare your personal best to your prior personal best, right?
Yeah.
And say, am I getting better or am I getting worse? And what's the thing, one thing that I can try? What's the experiment that I can try to like make things better going forward?
Yeah.
And you know, just to talk a little bit more about the appreciation side of things, I think that it's important to understand that appreciation has visibility up and down the chain if you're in a hierarchical organization, but isn't super public, you know, amongst peers and things along those lines. It is very nice for somebody to privately receive recognition from people above them that might not know about their contributions very much. And it's also important to make sure that focus on those appreciations and things along those lines can make it out to as many people as possible, right? And so it's good to do more appreciation than to not do them at all, or to just do it for like heroic feats of you know, right? It's there's somewhere between like not at all and too much. You want to be like somewhere over here, like way to the right, like close to too much, right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a euphoric thing, and that feeds into the quality of your work, and then that feeds into the quality of the teamwork, and then has that exponential benefit that I keep talking about in teams, right?
Yeah. And I guess before we close out, I'll add maybe one practical note, kind of an observation. So the current Mamba Men, we've been doing a continuous radical candor experiment. Mm-hmm. But part of that is every interaction we have with someone outside the team, we ask for feedback. But kind of a natural side effect I saw along the way was, before we asked for feedback, we usually thanked them for like, oh, thank you for helping us. Yeah, so every interaction has ended with, we thank them for how they helped us, and then we asked for feedback. So, you know, if your team can maybe, you know, talk about it in retrospective and make a working agreement about showing appreciation for every time you receive help from another.
That'd be a great experiment to try.
Yeah.
To say, you know, hey, product owner, you caused us to create this feature, and in that we, you know, that might be the situation. We worked on it, and yeah. by the time we got feedback from the customers, we saw a huge uptick, and that is really rewarding for us. You know, thank you very much. Something along those lines.
Yeah, that'd exactly.
be an SBI version of that.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. I think that's a great experiment.
Yeah, right on. Well, thanks for watching, and like and subscribe, and follow us, interact with us on Twitter. Yeah. Otherwise, have a good one. Yep. We'll see you next
time. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Yeah.